to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Listen. Okay, there we go.
You there?
Yeah. Where are we at? Where are we at? What are we doing?
We're on.
Oh, I missed a feed there.
Oh.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. One of the buttons got stuck, I think.
Oh, live radio. You got to love it. Well, I need to give my quote now that I didn't hear Ted Nugent's music. So I know not with what weapons World War III will be fought, but World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones. That was Albert Einstein. And he had a, you know, he was known for being a pretty smart guy.
So he's the one that quoted that.
That was him. That was Albert Einstein, yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, very telling, of course, because, you know, the nuclear age and all that stuff.
Yes.
You know, the
yes.
next war, World War III. Who knows? But we're back on the Armed American Radio Network, albeit a little rough start coming back there with not hearing the Nugent music. And I'm joined by my guest co-host tonight, Mr. Rob Pincus. Rob, welcome back.
Always good to be back. Actually, that whole, like, last segment of the last hour was like, wow, I'm back on the radio. I have a lot of things to talk about, so I'm glad that we have a slow start to the second hour. This is definitely good to be back here. We got a lot of things going on, and of course, I'm up here with Marty Hayes, Firearms Academy of Seattle. Just ran an intense two-day course. We had great weather yesterday, and they welcomed me to Pacific Northwest today with a rainy range day, but 18 students working hard on the range. It's always good.
It's raining in Seattle?
We're close to Seattle, and it's definitely raining.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's introduce Marty Hayes back onto the Armed American Radio Network, and then I'm going to read an email I got that he is really going to like, and you too, because you're both mentioned in it. Marty, welcome back to Armed American Radio, my friend.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Check out this email, guys. Mark, I just noticed you are having Marty Hayes on tonight. Let him know his article in the latest Concealed Carry magazine, Find Your Optimum Shooting Stance, was great. Info like this is why Concealed Carry Magazine is so valuable. I've been reading and watching Point Shooting Fundamentals and Point Shooting Progressions by Suarez instructor Roger Phillips, who has also had several good articles in CCM. I have been trying to make the switch from the 1911 platform to a Glock, along with learning to point shoot when necessary. I noticed that the grip on the 1911 and the Glock left the gun lined up with my forearm in a different direction. Then, bang, I read Marty's article in CCM, and in four short pages, it is explained and illustrated why that was. A discussion about Marty's article might be of interest to listeners. It sure hit me at the right time on where I am at. I am sure Rob Pincus has also got a thought or two. It is great to be around when all these guys and gals that have spent their lives shooting and training can pass along hard-earned knowledge by so many different means. CCM, your show, DVDs, books, training schools, and the fantastic equipment now available have never been better. We're only limited by the amount of effort we want to put in individually. That's a great point. Keep up the good work. Loyal listener John Villavin, Crescent City, California. And he puts in parentheses, I hope to be moving out of California soon. Yeah, with some of the goofy laws and changes and what the assembly's doing out there, I don't blame you. Marty, let's start with you. That's a great compliment, and I've got your article right here. We can talk about it now.
Oh, great. Well, thank you very much for the compliment. This whole concept of finding a default stance, or your best shooting stance, was born when we built a 15-position low-light range on our facility. And we were, you know, pretty much every class that we do, we stick people in the dark and have them shoot, because that's, frankly, half the time is going to be in the dark. And so we've had to find a way to get people to get their hits in the dark under adverse conditions, even one-handed, moving and shooting, that sort of thing. And so we kind of hit on this idea of matching a person's gun size to their hand size and their eye dominance, and then working through their own physical, physical situation to where when they lock that gun out on target, their sights are lined up. And looking at the sights is just a confirmation they're going to hit. And so when it becomes dark out, they know the sights are lined up, and they squeeze the trigger, and they make their hits.
Now, you have in this column, and this is a great read, by the way, you have four topics. Let's talk about them individually. Number one is the inline grip.
Right.
And that is what?
That's a classic bullseye shooter's grip, where, you know, everybody's seen the Army Marksman's Manual, where you put the slide and the barrel in line with the bones of the forearm, your finger rests on the pad, or the trigger rests on the pad of the index finger, and you sight down your arm through the sights and hit the target.
Okay, second is offset grip.
Well, that's something that is reasonably new. I say that reasonably new within the last 20 or so years, you know, 20 or so years, with the exception of revolvers. I can get to that in a minute. But with these high-capacity double-stack magazines in the double-action guns, the guns don't fit the hands the way, say, a 1911 does. And so with that offset grip, basically there's an angle. You stick that gun, if you look down your arm, like you would, say, holding a 1911, that gun is going to be canted to the right. And it's the same way that that's going to happen if you're shooting a large grip double-action revolver.
Okay, thumbs forward grip.
Mm-hmm. That's basically the new wave, new style of shooting, where you're basically using good pressure with both hands, and then your thumbs are pointing out towards the target.
Okay, now that's
probably being taught about 80% in the shooting schools these days.
Right. I was just going to say that that's the way I've learned, and that's the way I've been taught, and I've seen everybody teaching that as well. And it's a very comfortable grip for me, anyway. No, number four, thumbs locked down grip.
Well, for us dinosaurs who started shooting revolvers back in the 60s and 70s, that's the grip that we used. And frankly, it's a grip that really helps control recoil of hard-kicking, double-action, 357, 44 Magnum revolvers, and I believe it's much better than the thumbs-forward grip. And people criticize and say, well, it's not good for rapid fire or for accuracy, that kind of thing. But my experience hasn't borne that out.
Interesting stuff.
I've used that grip for 30 plus years, and I can still pretty much shoot with the best of them using my grip versus the thumbs-forward grip.
All right, let's talk. Rob, you want to jump in on here as an instructor? I want to get your ideas and thoughts on these different grips that Marty's highlighted in CCM this month.
I think it's important to note that Marty's much bigger than me, and he's not too far away from me, before I comment. honestly, I don't disagree with anything that Marty just said. I think that, just moving backwards a little bit, that last point, I am always really careful to never tell any student or a peer, certainly, or someone who I view as an instructor that I've learned from, like Marty, that what they're saying, can't possibly be true. If that grip works well for Marty, then that's a true fact. But what I do with my students, on the other hand, is say, if something has worked for me, particularly something that I've done for 20 or 30 years, that's not going to be my reason for sharing it with them. I'm certainly going to accept the fact that it might be what works really well for them. But I like, one of the things I like about the thumbs forward grip that you guys were talking about is that for the overwhelming majority of students with the overwhelming majority of handguns, that is an efficient grip and an easy one to get on the gun and one that can be consistent across platforms, especially if you're not using one of those revolvers, especially the big, heavy recoiling revolvers. So there are a lot of things that do work and a lot of things that can work. And what's interesting about that, I think the word optimum was used there. I haven't read the article, but I think optimum is an awesome goal. Not every student has the dedication and time or natural athletic ability that Marty has to have put several years or decades even into refining optimum. So I sort of start from the other end of the spectrum of, what if somebody only has 30 seconds? What am I going to teach them? And a big part of that equation, going back to my first thoughts and hearing the description of the question and then Marty talking about the article, is that I'm not shy about telling somebody to get a gun that fits their hand that they can use a really efficient grip on, as opposed to saying, hey, you've got this gun, let me build a grip around this gun. Your body, you're born with it, you've got it, you can change the gun for $500 and have a gun that fits you more efficiently. So I don't disagree with anything that Marty just said. I think we have a different approach to whether we're looking for optimum or whether we're looking for good enough in the middle of the night when things go bump and people aren't going to practice as often as a world-class shooter like Marty might.
And some of those differences in opinion from the expert trainers like you guys is what makes it so fun.
Absolutely.
I mean, let's face it. It helps the learner, the student, find what works for them. and then what works for them they can take with them down the road. So I want to thank John Vilven for that great email. That was a super question out in Crescent City, California, John. Appreciate it very much. And if you are moving, I hope you do get out of there soon. Your assembly people out there are doing some really goofy stuff that are not real friendly to gun owners, and hopefully you guys will stand up.
Welcome to come up to Washington.
Yeah, there you go. Come on up. Now, we've got Lieutenant Bill Hunt coming on. Marty, I want to thank you very much for joining us. This is not going to be your only appearance. Thanks much for coming on.
Thank you, Mark.
You're very welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Lieutenant Bill Hunt, Orange County, California candidate for sheriff. You don't want to miss this. See you in a second.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Well-known for high-quality handmade leather holsters, Galco Gun Leather now offers a product line made of virtually maintenance-free kydex. Check out the Triton inside the waistband holster. The Triton by Galco is fast, thin, and easy to conceal. The belt clip offers quick on and off capability, while the sweat guard protects both the gun and the gun carrier. If you're a fan of kydex holsters and require deep inside the waistband concealment, the Galco Triton line is for you. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
One shot, one kill. That's Extreme Shock, the world's most advanced ammunition. For self-defense or hunting, there is no equal. Engineered to inflict maximum damage on its target, Extreme Shock's composite bullets fragment on impact, delivering devastating stopping power and carving catastrophic wounds. We've got the photos, videos, and testimonials to prove it. Find a dealer or order now at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Today we rule Germany. Tomorrow's the world. Hey, Sean.
Yes.
That was Adolf Hitler.
I was wondering who that was, and that was the one of the names I came up with.
Yeah. Tomorrow's the world. Well, he learned a pretty valuable lesson. He hadn't met many American soldiers, had he?
No, he hadn't.
Yeah, well, history, that's the ultimate bonehead award, that guy. But that was Hitler. Today we rule Germany, tomorrow the world. He learned a valuable lesson. But I'll tell you what, he came close, man.
Yeah, he did. He came real close.
Dangerously close. So that's how we start out. Let's give out some phone numbers in this segment. We wanted to get with Marty real fast in that last segment because time. 877-956-9566. If you want to call, feel free. Jump in. The remainder of this hour is going to be a good one. Lieutenant Bill Hunt is here. That's 877-956-9566. Keep the emails coming. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Or twitter.com/AARMark. All of those will accomplish the same goals and get you in here and have you participating on the fastest growing firearms related nationally syndicated radio broadcast in America. That's a mouthful, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's okay, though. It's a cool mouthful. And we're joined with Rob Pincus. Rob, welcome back. Always fun to have you on. That was a great discussion in the last segment.
That was. That was definitely, and I think what you said, that's something that we've tried to do. And, Marty was a contributor to the training logbook, and something we do with, like, the Question of the Week segment on SWAT Magazine TV is try to let people understand that we've been thinking about this stuff as instructors and professionals and students ourselves for, 20, 30 years. There's probably not going to be a solution to how to grip your gun in some 5-post email or a thread on an online discussion forum. That these are deeper, bigger concepts than that, and there might actually be different opinions that are all valid.
Yeah.
So we like to let people know that there are differences of perspective and mutually agreed upon facts that we might prefer to use one set or the other when we teach students.
And let me ask you this. I know people are thinking this, kind of like a golf swing. If you got a guy who's not following the book. But, man, he's hitting that ball 275 yards down the middle of the fairway every tee shot. But he's got a really kind of unique swing. And you're teaching him. It's the same thing with a firearm. You got somebody, you're assessing what they're doing. He's got a little bit of a unique grip. What do you do as a trainer? Do you try to get him to alter that, or do you work with where he is now because he's currently effective?
I'm so glad you used that word because anyone who's trained with me knows that effectiveness is something I take for granted. I know that there's a million different ways to hold a gun to get the hit on the target. There's a million different ways, I'm sure, to swing a golf club, and I'm sure the one that I use is not the one that Tiger Woods uses or someone who actually does it well. But I can still play the game, and I can get through it. Well, defending yourself with a firearm during an ambush moment is not a game. And so if I look at a student and they're happy with what they're doing, or they've been doing it for a while, or they're able to get hits on target, none of that is a contributing factor to whether or not I say, hey, that's good enough. I look at it and I see if there's opportunity for significant efficiency in the context of a fight. And this class here at Firearms Academy Seattle was great because we had a large class, and a large number of them had been training with some of the other world-class instructors that Marty has up here and with Marty himself for a number of years. And they did some things that aren't necessarily, textbook combat-focused shooting stuff, some of which I said, hey, man, that's not, you might be able to increase your efficiency 1%, 0.5% if you put in months of reps of training. But you know what? It's not worth it, because in the middle of those months of reps of training, you might be confused and screw up your counter ambush response. So let's take what you've got as being really, really good and certainly well more efficient than someone who's never done anything as a blank slate. But when I get that person as a blank slate, I'm going to recommend them, what I think is the best, most efficient choice for the human animal using the tool of the gun to defend themselves in the plausible scenarios in which people have to defend themselves. And for some people, that seems like a wishy-washy answer, but it's not. It's like you said, some people are doing something that may not be by the book, but it really works well for them, and they've got a long time invested in it. And I know that it may not be worth changing, may not be enough of an increase to justify the effort to change it. So there's a difference between effectiveness and efficiency, but ultimately it's not about dogma. It's about getting them to be as efficient as they can be for the time and effort they're going to put into training.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard why Rob Pincus is so important to Armed American Radio. That is outstanding information. And if you want to hear a little bit more, you want to read about what Marty wrote and what we're talking about here on the air tonight, by all means, join the USCCA at jointheuscca.com and get your own, box. Get your own magazine, Concealed Carry Magazine. Marty's article in here is great. Find your optimum shooting stance. And he's got some photographs in here. And Rob, I think before we go to Lieutenant Bill Hunt, just to wrap up, if you were to put a 1911 in your hand and then pick up the revolver, as Marty mentioned, you're going to see the difference in that inline grip and the offset grip, and you're going to know where you need to work from that point forward. And, really good stuff. Folks, next guest, Lieutenant Bill Hunt. He's a good one, a good friend of the program, a friend of mine, and he's running for Orange County, California Sheriff. Lieutenant Hunt, welcome back to Armed American Radio. We're going to give you that push over the finish line, brother.
I love it, Mark. Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
Anytime, my friend. Rob, we love the sheriff.
Absolutely. I enjoy any conversation we get about anyone running for sheriff who's got a positive constitutionalist attitude towards it. And Bill Hunt certainly is in that category. Thank you for being on, Bill.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Bill, this election's Tuesday now.
That's right. Right around the corner.
All right. Give me your thoughts.
Well, I'm feeling really good. We've built a real grassroots effort out here, and we've got a tremendous amount of support. In fact, I'm sitting in my car outside of a Tea Party rally up in the city of Anaheim that's just winding down now. We spent the afternoon here. I'm really encouraged. We have a tremendous amount of support. We've been raising a great amount of campaign contributions. We've been able to put our message out to the people, getting great feedback. And the Second Amendment message, somebody who's going to support and defend our constitutional rights, including our right to keep and bear arms, has been critical to our success.
That's beautiful. We have a lot of listeners out in your neck of the woods in Southern California. And, in fact, it's the greater L.A. area, Orange County itself, is one of our biggest listenership areas. So, folks, get involved. Go to Lieutenant Bill Hunt's website. Bill, tell us what that site is real fast.
It's BillHuntForSheriff.com, www.BillHuntForSheriff.com, and it's all spelled out.
Get out and get involved if you value your Second Amendment rights. Lieutenant, I love the platform that you're running on, the Second Amendment platform, because I happen to believe, as you and I have talked about before, that, this is a media, what's the word I'm looking for here? It's a media-conjured idea. It's a political pundit idea. That, guns are bad.
You're right.
Mainstream American citizens in your county want the right to be able to keep and bear arms. And I love the fact that you're flying in front of the establishment face. Man, we've got 30 seconds before we go to a break, so I'll let you take it. I love the platform. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, for me, it's just fundamental and basic constitutional platform. You should not have to go to your sheriff or any other elected official to jump through hoops to exercise a God-given right. It should be incumbent upon the government to explain to you why they're restricting it. And law-abiding citizens, the data like you inferred shows that in communities where law-abiding citizens are permitted to bear arms, you think good things happen.
You better believe it. Bill, I need you to hold on 1 second, my friend. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, joined by Rob Pincus and Lieutenant Bill Hunt. When we come back, we're going to talk about a country's laws. You're not going to believe these. Stick around.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
We are not retreating. We are advancing in another direction. Ooh, that's beautiful.
Who said that?
General Douglas MacArthur.
Oh, yes.
We are not retreating. We are advancing in another direction. I love it. That's MacArthur. That's great stuff. Now, Rob, listen to this, and I want Bill to listen to this, too. Bill Hunt's listening, and I want to get his comments when we come back. Rob, check this out, okay? This is getting a license. This is from the BBC, so I just gave away where it's from. But getting a license, this is for a gun in Great Britain. Getting a license is a long and complicated business. Every stage of the process is designed, get this, to reduce the likelihood of a gun falling into the wrong hands. It starts with an application form, which asks specific questions about why the individual wants a gun, telling them they need to show, quote-unquote, good reason. The criteria are tougher for firearms than shotguns because weapons that fire bullets must only be used for specific purposes in specific places. These would include deer stalking or sports shooting on an approved range. In contrast, shotguns tend to be used in more general rural circumstances, such as by farmers who are protecting livestock from foxes. Notice that self-defense didn't come up in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Independent referees. Get this, folks. Independent referees provide character statements in which they are expected to answer in detail about the applicant's mental state, home life, and attitude towards guns. You know who these independent referees are? Neighbors.
I do not.
Neighbors. And then listen to this, Bill. Police will check the police national computer for a criminal record and local intelligence systems. They'll speak to the applicant's GP, general practitioner, doctor, folks, for evidence of alcoholism, drug abuse, or signs of personality disorder, social services. Oh, get this. The statements from the referees, folks, are passed confidentially to the police and are not seen by the applicant. So you do not have a right to see what your friends and neighbors have said about you on them. This is insane.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Bill.
Yes, sir.
You know, California is not too far off that.
California is not. You know, we are so far behind the nation when it comes to gun rights. We're behind on a number of fronts, fiscal responsibility, constitutional rights, you name it. But the Second Amendment is really an embarrassment for us, and I'm committed to getting in there and not only changing the way law-abiding citizens can carry concealed weapons here based on my policy, but lobbying the state and making sure we have real leadership in the state so that Sacramento will move towards making this a shall issue state.
Well, you can do that as a, because your counties in California, let's stress this now, are may issue.
That's correct.
Where the sheriff decides whether or not you have a right to defend yourself with a gun. The sheriff decides that in individual counties. Now, California is a quilt work, Rob. You know that. You've been out there how many times?
You know,
it's a patchwork.
It is. It's amazing how different it can be. How are you going to deal with that in Orange County, Bill?
Well, here's what the problem is. You hit the nail on the head, Mark. There are 58 counties and 58 different ways that concealed weapons are issued, and that is the problem. When one person, appointed or elected, can subjectively, based on their own criteria, parcel out one of our constitutional rights, is problematic. That's why we should be shall issue. We should have a uniform policy that ensures that law-abiding citizens can carry concealed weapons. Because law-abiding citizens aren't a problem. And, you know, we're not wild animals with fangs and claws to protect ourselves. And women, you know, handguns are the tool of choice proven best to protect women and the elderly who are often preyed upon by younger and stronger, more aggressive assailants. So there are a number of reasons why it's flawed, and we need to fix it. And here in California, unfortunately, the sheriffs, a couple of things are at play. Either they have a political agenda like the appointed sheriff here does in Orange County, and they just don't believe people should have guns, so they restrict it for that reason. Or they realize that they have something that if they're stingy with it, they can in a non-straightforward way, influence political contributions.
Meaning that they can get something for it.
That's correct.
They
don't have to come out. It doesn't have to be overt. But if people see how the system works, they start contributing to the sheriff, and that's a problem.
Chicago comes into mind.
That's right. We need to take it away and make sure that it's uniform. It's a right, and that people who are law abiding have that right to exercise. Because we have, like John Adams said, you have a right to nothing which another can take away.
Well, you know, you are fighting an uphill battle because California, the California Assembly is now going crazy. The Starbucks open carry flap has caused a couple of kooks out there to pass. The Assembly just passed a resolution now to ban open carry. Now, let's point out to listeners nationwide that California's open carry was legal. Most people didn't know it, including many, many members of law enforcement didn't know it, but only if the weapon was unloaded.
Right, which puts you at a tactical disadvantage anyway.
Sure it does. Sure it does. And a lot of folks were making the point with Starbucks and carrying openly, and, of course, the Brady campaign and every other kook group out there saying, we got to do something about California because they don't care about law-abiding people. And we'll get to that in a little bit. But now I came out breaking news late this week and a couple stories today that the California Assembly, now some folks down in your neck of the woods, members, are now passing a resolution to register all long guns in California now.
You know, what's the point of that? I mean, we're just creating more bureaucracy for what? Are we having problems with long guns in California?
No. No, of course not. What it is, and they've admitted that it's going to cost a broke state, another $500,000, I believe, just to implement the thing.
Yeah. And if that's the estimate, you know it's going to cost a lot more than that.
Oh, yeah, just like the health care bill is going to cost $900 billion. It's already $1.1 trillion and growing steadily. Rob, this is nuts.
Completely ridiculous. You know, whenever you look at different states, it's bad enough. But when you have this hodgepodge inside of one state that has different counties that allow, like you said, different sheriffs to deal with it independently, I think it speaks a great deal to the character Bill Hunt, that he's not interested in not only, you know, just being the lone wolf that does it the right way. He wants to change the state and make the state a lot more logical, a lot more uniform, and a lot better for anybody who chooses to live there or might in the future choose to move there if they change some of these crazy laws.
Well, right. Think about this, Bill. Let's put this in perspective. 58 counties in California, correct?
Yes, sir.
Some of them huge.
That's right.
Huge. Now, let's take the First Amendment. Can you imagine? Because this is exactly what we're talking about, and the Supreme Court is going to speak to this in the next, probably 3 weeks.
Right.
Hopefully sooner, because we're all chomping at the bit, but we know what's going to happen. It's going to go right down to the wire, you know?
Yep.
But, yeah, that big 9-0 decision's coming soon, Rob.
Oh, I'm waiting for it. You might convince me right there, because that's like the 900th time you said it.
Exactly. Well, let's put this in perspective, folks. Let's imagine, Bill, that you're elected in Orange County, hopefully, and then you've got 57 other counties, and the sheriff can control what people can say in those counties.
Isn't that remarkable when you see it that way? And that's it. At the end of the day, law and policy needs to be based on the Constitution. If it is, it's good for Americans, and it's good policy. If it isn't, we get into the problems we're having today.
And, you know, Obama has been outstanding in a couple areas, I think. Number one, for gun sales, been wonderful.
Yeah.
Number two, for the Constitution, there's an awakening.
That's right.
And, you know, very good people like you are able to run on the Constitution platform, and it's outstanding. We're seeing it across the country, not just at local sheriff levels, but in all walks of politics right now we're seeing this.
That's
so,
right.
Having said that, you know, this is what, you know, if you don't have a copy of the Constitution, ladies and gentlemen, pick one up. You can get one and download it PDF on your computer. I've got one on mine, too. But people are awakening to what the Constitution means. But it truly does blow my mind when you see Chicago, for example, you know, that Mayor Daley can control your Second Amendment constitutional protections. He can't control your first. Why should he be able to control your second? Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we'll be right back with Rob Pincus and Lieutenant Bill Hunt, running for Orange County, California Sheriff, right after these messages.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35 to $99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense.
Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Deep concealment and amazing affordability combine in Galco's new Tuck and Go Inside the Waistband Holsters. The Tuck and Go's open top allows for a fast draw, while the holster's reinforced mouth allows for smooth and easy reholstering. Available for over 35 models of handguns, the Galco Tuck and Go combines amazing affordability with the quality you expect from Galco Gun Leather. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, please visit galcogunleather.com.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back, folks. I can hear the feed this time, so I know when to come in. I don't need to wait for Sean to tell me that. Executive producer to producer.
Well, you know. We have our off days, believe me.
Well, you know, but no, I'm just kidding with you. That was fun. A year ago, that would have freaked me out.
Yeah, you're learning.
I'm learning. Live radio is live radio, brother, and there's not a whole lot you can do about it. Okay, let's see here. Listen to this one. We shot at everything that moved. The beach was soon covered with the bodies of American soldiers. That is German soldier Franz Gockel writing to his family on June 10th, 1944, about his experience at Omaha Beach 4 days earlier. You don't generally get that perspective.
Mm-mm.
You know, when you think about the beaches at Normandy and people going to visit, you don't really think about the German cemetery there.
Oh, no.
You know? And that's a place that I definitely want to go. That's on my bucket list.
Yeah, I was going to say that, too. That's definitely on my bucket list.
Yeah, so is a Harley, man. And I watched Wild Hogs this afternoon.
I'm a sport bike man, so I'm sorry.
Oh, like Doc Holliday said, I'm a sporting man now.
Exactly.
Nah, my deal is because let's face it, I'm a wuss. You know, I'm the guy that draws the bad luck. You know,
really?
The old lady will pull out in front of me on a country road, the only driveway in a 20-mile stretch, and she'll pull out when I'm happening on the driveway, coming over the hill around the curve. So what I think I'll do is I'll just buy the hog, fire it up in the garage until the smoke detector goes on, pull out of the driveway, make a left turn, cruise around the cul-de-sac, back in the driveway, and go, yeah. was cool.
Somehow I picture you doing that.
Oh, yeah, getting up, putting leather chaps on and leather everything and a helmet with a spike on it, rolling my sleeves up and really didn't. Oh, yeah, that was cool.
I see you planned this out very well.
No, that's on my bucket list. That's one of the things. So both of those things I like to do. Normandy is definitely one. And, you know, you can take tours of Iwo Jima.
Really?
Yeah. You can go to military. I forget the website. It's military tours or something like that. Take a historical tour. And the prices are in the $3,000 to $5,000 range. They're 7-8-day tours.
Well, that's not bad.
Oh, yeah, they run you through the island. You can go up to Mount Suribachi, all that stuff. And, you know, that would be pretty powerful.
Yeah, well.
We have so much to talk about, and we're going to bring Rob back in. Rob, welcome back.
Hey, I don't know if you guys know, but that whole thing about the chaps was going out over the air.
What's that?
That whole thing.
Oh, the chaps?
Yeah, that was. I think people heard that.
Yeah, that's okay. Hey, you know, you got to look at it in the context of watching the movie Wild Hogs. So, I watched that movie today. It was hilarious. So, anyway, Lieutenant, let's move on from that. I love when Rob's on. Oh, yeah. Thanks, Sean. Cut your mic off. Will you please? Just kidding. Lieutenant Hunt, welcome back to Armed American Radio, or is it Chap American Radio?
Hey, thanks very much. Just one, being a motorcyclist myself, just don't forget to wear your pants under your chaps.
Yeah. I wasn't going to go there. Rob brought it up. I'm glad you did. Oh, golly, that's too funny. I put my water down or I'm going to short this board out over here. Sean, that's why they have a sign that says no food or drink in the studio.
Yes, we have one here too.
Okay, well, hold on a second. Let me get a drink. There we go. Okay. Hey, we got some really goofy stories to cover. And some Bonehead Awards. Lieutenant Hunt, would you like to stick around for a Bonehead Award?
I absolutely would. I can stick around at the top of the hour. We're breaking down to the tea party, so I'm going to have to help my wife here in a few minutes, but I can stick around till the next break for sure.
That's great. Well, we appreciate it. Hey, Sean?
Yes.
We have two really good recorded Boneheads, Rob. You're going to love these, and one of them, I think, is let's run the. Take your pick. Which one do you want to run?
I like the Beatle one.
Let's run the McCartney. Go ahead and take a listen to this, folks.
Just before we leave, I want to just say one more time that it's a fantastic honor, the Gershwin family, to give me this incredible award and for me to be awarded it by the Library of Congress. And in fact, after the last 8 years, it's great to have a president who knows what a library is.
Okay, now,
alrighty then.
You know, that's not related to guns. That's just related to idiocy. And I guess Bill Hunt, maybe the British musician with the equivalent of a U.S. high school education, might like to be reminded that our former president is a Yale graduate.
Yeah.
And his wife is a librarian.
Well, you know what even speaks better than that? That this guy gets to make those types of comments in this country because we have freedom here.
You're right. And what really got me about that more than anything was like the Calderon thing was the uproar and the applause. And that's just what's wrong with where we're at today.
How long can these people blame George Bush for the problems of today?
It's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing. You know, January's coming up soon. This guy's been in office for 2 years. Rob, that's just so boneheaded to say something like that. You know, it's called the respect for the office of the presidency.
You know, the disappointing thing is you got Paul McCartney, you know, potentially one of the greatest entertainers on the planet, and he's got to go for the easy joke, you know, in 2010. Shame on him.
Yeah, shame on him is right. And then we've got what's her name out there. We'll run that clip in the roundtable and talk about it because we had Aaron Zellman,
yeah.
Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership founder was here couple weeks ago, and you know what Helen Thomas said to the rabbi, and it's now going viral, is just crazy, man. It's absolutely crazy. But here's one: man accidentally shoots self in testicles. Did you guys see this?
I did not. Actually, the students were talking about it in class today too.
Were they? Yeah. And this is important for one reason, because of the word accident. Police said a man accidentally shot himself in the testicles at a Linwood department store. And this is in Seattle. So that's obviously where you're at right now. Police spokesman Shannon Sessions said the man was carrying his handgun in his waistband and it accidentally went off about noon.
Mm.
She said he was wounded in the testicles and also in his leg and foot. No one else was hurt. The man was rushed to Harborview Medical Center in Seattle, but there was no immediate word on his condition. Look, I don't have to be a doctor to give you the immediate word on his condition. It ain't good.
Yeah.
But
I was trying not to laugh.
Well, that's okay. We started off with chaps, you know. But this is, you know, guns don't go off by accident,
absolutely,
ladies and gentlemen. They go off by negligence. Rob, I want to go to you first on that.
Yeah, you know, there's you get a lot of those jokes when someone shows up to any of the classes now with the appendix carry or the 1 o'clock carry, and we see that a lot now. We had a student, a female student, she didn't have to worry about the particular issue that this guy had, but she was carrying appendix this weekend, and in the class, you know, it's all about using your gear and appropriately and training with it and knowing how to use it safely. And you know, we say it's funny. I've actually changed the articulation of one of our range rules because of that carry style becoming so popular lately.
And it really is.
I don't say. I used to say never point a firearm in an unsafe direction during the class, and I define what that meant. And now I have to say keep the weapon pointed in a generally safe direction whenever possible.
Right now, you have to redefine it.
In that particular style, you do cover yourself.
Unbelievable, Lieutenant Hunt.
Yes, sir.
First of all, thanks for coming back to Armed American Radio. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. You guys are great. It's always a great time coming on your show.
The next time you come back, we're going to follow up on your election victory on Tuesday.
I love it.
Okay, so congratulations, you know, for your efforts out there. Good luck on Tuesday. We're going to be watching it with bated breath, and we're going to put the results up. We've got about 30 seconds, folks. But, you know, get involved. BillHuntForSheriff.com, right, Bill?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Mark. I appreciate you putting me back on.
You got it. And the roundtable is coming up next. We're going to have an awful lot of fun there, too. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, will be back, and we'll talk about more fun stories. You have been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. We will be right back.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in an order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.